or like a continuous whine, punctuated by the occasional rattle of air in a punctured lung. Soulcatcher was trying to doctor him, but she was in bad shape herself. She'd looked like she'd wrestled with the same tiger, with only marginally more positive results. Right now, she had no time for anything going on outside the chamber. The smell of Kena remained strong there. I dislocated Smoke's ghostly knuckles and applied pressure till he moved back toward the moment when he'd dragged me away. We never got there. Kena arrived first, making a second surprise visit that caught everyone off guard. When I got close enough to feel Kena's presence, to catch glimpses, I became unfocused. Smoke made a run for it. I regained control, dove right back in there. We bounced in and away, in and away. I caught several more glimpses of an animate darkness that, seen from the corner of my invisible eye, looked like a miniature version of the many-armed goddess. Kena concentrated on enveloping the brat in the dark shell that surrounded her now. Howler and Soulcatcher took their lumps in a minute of vain resistance, in which they caught the goddess's attention, about like an annoying yellow jacket buzzing around an outdoor lunch catches the attentions of picnickers. Long Shadow grabbed the chance to employ a ready protective catechism to create the egg enveloping him now. Most of the damage he suffered was accidental and collateral, and happened during the scrimmage between Kena and the others. Narayan Singh appeared to be splashed all over the floor. I couldn't tell if he was alive. I let Smoke pull away, drove him toward Lady. She ought to resemble a bouquet of posies on his fear scale now. I positioned myself right in front of her at eye level, as I'd done before. That took some doing. She wouldn't stand still. She continued to mutter curses about the screaming, which had become more common. The Long Shadow had to be teetering on the brink of eternity. I shrieked. Lady froze. I glared into the eye holes of her ugly black helmet. Those glowed with an unnatural intensity. If something so unnatural initially could become more unnatural, she whispered, "You're there again." I tried to bellow. "Your pal Kena whipped their asses upstairs. They're all down right now. There'll never be a better time to get them." Lady turned slightly. She stared up at Long Shadow's personal tower. The light in the crystal chamber was feeble, guttering like a spent lamp. The fate Long Shadow feared so much might catch up with him yet. Lady shouted at Isi and Sindawe. She did not get my message exactly, but she did hit on the notion that right now might be a good time to take one last whack at the Shadow Master. Chapter 68. This time, when I returned to flesh, I was wiped out completely. I had just enough strength to grab some sugar water. I consumed my resources a lot faster, apparently, when I had to fight Smoke all the time. Croker was talking to somebody on the other side of the curtain. I didn't recognize the voice, so I didn't include myself in the discussion. The subject seemed to be a rapid deterioration in our fortunes, due to a sudden increase in the number of shadows getting past the troops below the Shadow Gate. Shadows were turning up everywhere now, though not yet in disastrous numbers. The man reporting to Croker was a courier who'd come all the way around Overlook from the old division. Mission completed now, he didn't want to go back out into the night, even when